This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We'll have the Travis Frederick Show coming up at 1:15, Kevin, about 1:20. We'll be talking with him. They just got done getting some work done on the field for practice, and so he'll be able to do that. Everything's kind of changing around this week as the Thursday night game kind of reshuffles. Like Jason Garrett said this morning, this is basically a Thursday practice.
Yeah.
So they're getting moving here. But we do have some breaking news, Kevin.
We got a lot of it.
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today on Indeed.com/hire. Breaking news number one. Chris Peterson of Washington Huskies has decided to step down as the head coach of the Huskies following the bowl game. I believe whenever he moved from Boise State to Washington, he went before the bowl game. But he was like, look, it's a big distraction. I understand that. But it was a very quick move whenever he left Boise State and went to Washington.
Don't the Cowboys love everything that is involved with Boise State?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Chris Peterson's a really good coach. I know they're kind of down this year, but the last 3 years.
And he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Are you?
That's Doug Peterson.
Yeah. Are you trying to suggest that that's one of the fish in the Jerry Jones pond of head coaching potential?
All right.
Like a minnow.
I'll let you decide for yourself. At Boise State, he went 92-12. He was the head coach there, I believe, for 8 years. And in six of those 8 years, they finished top 15 in the country. Then he went to Washington, and for the last 3 years at Washington before this season, they finished top 15. And in 2016, they made it to the college football playoff. So he's done a lot of stuff with Washington.
Actually, Kevin, there's some more breaking news. Travis Frederick will be
in
about...
All right, Daddy, are you ready for the big announcement?
In about 2 minutes.
Whoa! We better get to the rest of the breaking news really
quickly.
That was a
second breaking news story, Kevin.
We got at least two more.
Two more.
Yeah. Wait,
all right, here is my
third... I need more sounders.
My third breaking news story.
Major news in the world.
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Indeed, more breaking news.
Indeed. Jerickson Profar has been traded to the Padres.
Oh!
This was reported by Robert Murray. So that is his sources say that. John Heyman has confirmed that. So there you go.
And potentially...
Heyman loves to confirm things.
Breaking news number four.
Oh, you got to do the read. Is it football or not?
It is football.
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz.
All right, Daddy, are you ready for
yes,
the big
announcement? Yes, I am. So a lot of people got caught up with that report that maybe Philip Rivers could be benched instead.
Do you have another kid?
Chargers versus the Jags. Nick Foles is officially benched, and it is the Gardner Minshew era once again, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Foles is who the Jags were like, hey, let's go get him to turn the culture around. And he came back for 5 seconds after he got hurt most of the year. And they're like, we're done with you again. So it's time for the Gardner Minshew Show once again.
All right. Well, there's a lot of information that we're working with. We're keeping
Holy
an ear out.
Smokes.
You guys got any more of that breaking news?
I have something interesting I want to discuss, but we're waiting on Travis.
Is it breaking?
Maybe. Yes. No. Maybe not.
Sorry, I already played it. I can't. It's got to play all the way through.
Well, Tom Brady told us that the team is 10-2, not 2-10. Do we need to hit the sounder for
that? No, we're good. we're waiting on Travis Frederick to hop down the line.
I have breaking news on the Travis Frederick thing. We got him.
All right.
Oh!
Wow.
News in the world.
So, I think, first of all, welcome to the show, Travis.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I'm late. A little extra work on the field afterwards. I didn't realize what time it was.
Travis Frederick brought to you by Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite, the only beer for the Dallas Cowboys.
What did you think about Tom Brady's breaking news last night that the Patriots are 10-2 and not 2-10? Was that shocking information to you?
No, that I didn't hear that last night. I'm just hearing now about that, but that's not shocking news. A really quality team, and they really played well throughout the season.
Now, I was curious, Obviously, people are disappointed about the outcome on Thursday, but the flip side to that is, does it how much does it kind of prop you guys up, you personally or the team in general, that all of your goals are still achievable and you're still in control of it going forward? I know people hate to hear that because of the struggles the team has had, but it is a fact.
Yeah, really, we just focus on the next game. You know, we have to win games if we're going to try and get into the playoffs. And luckily for us, we're in a position that if we continue to win games, we can put ourselves in that position to get into the playoffs. So we just put our head down and try and focus on the next one and try and get a win and get one game closer.
So yeah. You did not shoot a thank you note over to the Dolphins or anything like that?
You know, like I said, it's going to be, we're still going to have to win games. We
Fair
can't
enough.
Just lose our way out of here and hope that somebody else helps us out.
Yeah, that's not a fun way to go into the playoffs, is it? Like with the, you know, kind of backing into it, you really do want to kind of gain some steam, gain some momentum. And I don't know if confidence is lost, but it's got to be a little shaky right now.
You know, I think we in the locker room understand, you know, the kind of players that we have on the team and the kind of men that we have in the room. And I think that gives us enough confidence. You know, we're not worried about things that have happened in the past. We try and correct them. We try and get better and we try and move forward. And, you know, luckily we've seen a lot of things this season. We've had a lot of situations that we've been able to learn from, and I think that will help us, you know, towards the end of the season here and hopefully if we get in the playoffs.
Yeah, there, and it seems like there are some guys, and I don't know where the frustration lies, Travis. Is it within yourselves, like about what you guys have done or not done physically? I don't know where that frustration is, but what kind of things have you guys done in the past to kind of combat it and turn those things around? Is it as simple as you know, having a team gathering, hanging out? You know, what kind of things do you think you can do to build everything back up?
You know, for us, it's just about really putting your head down and going back to work. You know, just getting together and hanging out is fun, and we enjoy each other's company, but it's just not fun losing. So the best way to get that confidence back and get that good feeling back is to get a win under your belt. And so we all understand that. And so we come back out to work, and we really focus in on the week and try and put ourselves in a great position to go out on Thursday and hopefully get a win.
Kevin, the idea I got right there is get out there and hit a son of a bee. That's what Travis was pretty much saying.
Oh, goodness.
There. I'll say it for him.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Language. So I'm curious, you know, we're learning a lot more about you, the person and the football player as we go along. I understand that you have to move on quickly from a loss, but I was curious that game in particular is also on Thanksgiving. People are celebrating, doing family stuff. Does that impact you off the field immediately? I know that losses can carry with you, but when you have to segue right back into, like, hey, maybe it's a family get together or whatever, like, does that, what just happened in the game, impact the rest of, like, how you spend time with your family that day?
You know, I think it does a little bit. You know, obviously it's not a good feeling to lose, and that sticks with you because you know, we're all competitive and we want to win. But the other part of that is that we are people, well, you know, regular people, and we had a chance to spend some time with family over the weekend, and you know, it's Thanksgiving, and we're obviously thankful for the opportunity to have people that support us in our life, and you have to focus in on that and let the bad feelings of the game go away. And I think that Thanksgiving's a great time to sort of recenter your mind, because you have all of those things to focus on other than the loss, and then you watch the film, you correct it, and you got to move forward.
Last week, we had the opportunity to talk with you about the recovery process and how, you know, how long it takes for your body to kind of get back to where you want it to be. I'm curious then, how does your body feel after the Thursday game? Because you didn't necessarily get to that point where you're like ready to go. So then does it feel sorer after a Thursday game or sore?
Yeah, I think probably a little bit sorer because you're kind of stacking effects on top of each other. So you're not quite fully recovered going into that Thursday game, and then you do all of that, you know, take the beating that you take in a normal game and stack that on top. So really you look forward to the best part about a Thursday game is that you get a little extended time before the next game. And sometimes that doesn't work out. Obviously this week we have the Thursday, but that extended week comes after that. So, you know, you continue to focus in on recovery this week and try and get yourself back to normal on this long week or normal week, I guess I should say, so that you can get ready, and then you get a little break after that.
After the game, there was an emotional locker room going on in there from what we heard, And I'm wondering, in all your history of football, I mean, go back to Pee Wee, in your history of football, have you found those types of conversations, the type that y'all had after this game, to be a positive for the team? Maybe it clears some air. Did it cause, did it change some things about the way you look at it?
And I think everybody has a different demeanor about the game of football, and I think that everybody has a different way of dealing with things. And so some people need to hear people being aggressive and loud. Some people need to be the aggressive and loud person. Some people don't want to hear it, and some people are negatively affected by it. Some people need to specifically just talk about it. So everybody's a little bit different, and so I've learned over my time in football, and I think that a lot of us have, that everyone's so different in so many different ways that you respect everybody and how they handle things, and you do your thing the way that you do. You know, it's even as simple as music. In college, we had a rule that no one could play music on a big music box because everybody had their own type of music.
Yeah.
And now sometimes one guy will have music on and everyone else will have headphones on. It's just you learn to find the situation that works best for you.
Do you feel comfortable, either personally or in terms of your status with the team, that if you felt like something needed to be said, you could stand up in front of that room and say, here's what I got to say?
You know, I think I could. That's not the way that I generally would go about it. But I feel like if I stood up and said something, I think that, you know, people would at least pretend to listen to me.
I think the best way to approach that is to...
I was listening to that.
I think the best
Corey
way to,
was not. He was...
I'm trying to move on. I always feel like whenever you're doing something that has people questioning what you're doing while you're talking, it always kind of distracts them, and then they get hypnotized. So maybe if you're going to do that, shampoo the beard while you're talking.
Okay.
That might throw them off just a little bit to be like, I don't have a clue why he's doing that, but I got to listen.
That's possible. It could also just be a distraction that causes people not to hear what you're saying.
Ooh.
You know, they're focused so in on the shampooing that they're like, what is the shampoo? Oh, he talked.
Well,
what was that?
It's the use of subliminal words. That's
okay.
That's what
we're
working
trying
on.
To really get into that that subconscious. I'm with you.
This is an interesting discussion because I'm not usually one for the motivational speech, but if you did that, I would be like, this feels different and important. So I might be in for that.
So that's where I need to go next is try and shampoo my beard in front of the team,
mm-hmm.
to try and get us to be more motivated.
Let's just see what happens, man. I'm just throwing it out there. I do have when this team, and we're always trying to fix things. That's what we do here on radio.
Really nice of you guys to help us out.
You're welcome. I'll send my notes over to the staff later. But we're always trying to work on fixing those things. And one of the trends we're seeing is the lack of turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm curious as to, from your side, having, you know, whenever you've seen an offense, whenever you've seen you guys turn a ball over, and this goes, you know, back all your years. What have you noticed? Was it something that there was a breakdown of communication? Were they planning on making a turnover like that happen? Did they see something in your offense? How's the best way for defenses to really create chaos for teams? And what can the Cowboys do better there?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that turnovers happen. You know, you have contact fumbles where you get hit really hard and the ball comes out. You got the strip attempts, obviously. You have being able to read the coverage and jump in a route or something like that. Those type of things. But there's risk involved in each of those. So you have to sort of, in the speed of the game, you have to try and balance that risk as well. You know, jumping a route, if you miss it and that guy catches it, he's going to run for a touchdown. So you have those type of things. And then you have, you know, tips and overthrows, where the ball gets tipped up in the air and you're in the right position to be able to catch that. So there's a lot of different stuff, and I know that I know our defense practices all of that and really works at it. It's a focus of theirs, and those things sort of come in bunches in my experience, and so hopefully we're going to get on that soon.
Do you feel particularly proud if you jump on the football and never stop a turnover from happening?
No. Whenever the ball is on the ground, it's never a good thing. And generally, when an offensive lineman gets a chance to get on top of it, it's even worse. Because that means that you usually failed at your job, or one of your brothers did. Because it's usually a quarterback sack fumble where you're nearby, or when the running back fumbles near the line of scrimmage, it's because somebody's guy was free and he didn't see him coming or whatever it happened. So fumbles are generally just bad overall.
Now, one of the magical stories in college football this year has been the rise of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and
gross.
I would like you to address your college football team expertly destroying any dreams they had of going any further this past weekend.
You know, I was really happy to get down and sit down and watch the game. My little brother went to the University of Minnesota, I think potentially just to spite me.
Oh, wow.
From being a Badger. So we've always had a really good rivalry about that. And last year, it's always over Thanksgiving there. So my brother's down here and we all watched the game together. And last year he was very pleased, obviously, when Minnesota broke the 14-game streak, I think it was, and got the axe for the first time in his existence, I think. But when they won that game, he was really happy. And so this year, getting to sit down and watch and see early on the chess battle that occurred, you know, it was back and forth, it was tight, and then, you know, just seeing the Badgers pull away and in a real Big Ten style game where it's snowing and it's cold and you're running the ball and all that, it was a great game.
Now, everybody outside of that one particular state can all agree that Ohio State is the worst. Can you guys win this weekend?
You know, I think Ohio State's a really good team. It's been fun to watch them through the year and see the way that they've played. They got a chance to play Wisconsin earlier on and you know, won that game pretty big. I will say that one of the good things that Wisconsin has going for them is that it's hard to beat a team twice in the same year. So I think, you know, that'll be on Wisconsin's side. Either way, I think it's going to be a really good game, and the Badgers are going to come ready to play.
Are you prepared in a couple weeks when I bring up what you just said when y'all rematch against the Eagles?
Sure. You bring it back. I'll spin it back to you.
Whoa, right in your face, Kevin.
Awesome.
That's my teammate right there, Travis Frederick.
Thank you so much, Travis. We appreciate it every single Monday, man.
Awesome. Well, I had a great time. Thanks, guys.
It's Travis Frederick right off the practice field.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite, the only beer for the Cowboys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.